We haven't even gotten over the shock of the torture of the Muslims that happened in Uyghur, China, but now we're appalled with what's happening in New Delhi, India. The streets of New Delhi are currently empty and desolate as it just faced the worst ever protest the city has seen. This protest began when the Parliament of India passed the Citizenship Amendment Bill, which essentially leaves out asylum-seeking Muslims specifically from acquiring refugee status and subsequently citizenship in India. This obviously angered various communities, as with 201 million Muslims, India has the world's largest Muslim minority population. The anti-CAA protest, which even included students, began peacefully, but things took a sour turn when the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP-led government threatened to shoot protesters in lieu of President Donald Trump's first visit to the country. Then, a Hindu mob got angry at this peaceful protest and started rioting. Armed with stones, swords and guns, they went in full force and targeted Muslims specifically. A heartbreaking video was posted showing a group of protesters being beaten up severely, and then they were asked to sing the Indian national anthem. Warning, viewers discretion advised. Horrific. Injured people are laying down on the ground and they are forced to sing the national anthem. Security forces record them, beating them and shout freedom. Hashtag Delhi burning, hashtag Delhi violence, hashtag India, hashtag Delhi is burning, hashtag Delhi police, hashtag Trump India visit pic.twitter.com/crooters@DOA Muslims. February 24, 2020. The disappointing and maybe even frightening part was that the ones beating them were members of the Delhi police force themselves, who yelled at these innocent people, telling them to never forget that they're in Hindustan and Hindu is the most important religion. Muslim houses and Muslim-owned businesses were burnt down as well. So far, an estimated 25 people have died from the protests and over 200 are injured, with even the Delhi chief police reportedly being killed in the protests. Muhammad Saeed Salmani told Scroll.in how his mother died in the riots when protesters lit his house on fire. "My mother couldn't run and stand the heavy smoke, which caused her to die in the house. If I was there, I could have helped her up the roof." He added that the authorities only arrived 2.5 hours later, and even though they tried to calm the rioters, they were not afraid and undeterred by the police force. "It's heartbreaking seeing what's happening in New Delhi right now. What's worse is that the authorities are only there to fuel the protests instead of calming it down. Whatever politics has to be kept aside when so many lives of people are at risk and people are dying solely due to selfishness of certain groups." Also read, thousands of HK protesters rally against abuse and imprisonment of Uyghurs in China. Source, The News Minute. Source, Channel News Asia. Source, The News Minute. Source, Channel News Asia. You have reached the end of this story.